With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. A federal judge has ruled U.S. government officials must consider reducing coal mining to fight climate change when writing regional plans for the future of the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming. The basin supplies 40% of the nation's coal. In a ruling Friday, U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls rejected U.S. Bureau of Land Management officials' arguments that climate change could be addressed during evaluations of plans for individual mine expansions. The judge told the government and environmental groups to work together on additional planning for the top U.S. coal-producing region. Environmentalists praised the ruling, but Morris denied their request to halt mining. BLM spokesperson Brad Purdy says the federal agency is reviewing the ruling before deciding what to do next. A former Montana Democratic Party chairman appears to be laying the groundwork for a possible challenge to the Secretary of State's certification of the Green Party for the ballot in this year's state elections. Jim Larson filed a public records request with Stapleton's office and election officials in four counties for the individual voter information and copies of the signatures the Green Party submitted in its petition to qualify as a party in Montana. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton certified the Green Party for the first time as a political party in Montana on March 12th, the deadline for candidates to file for office. The politically left party could siphon votes from state Democratic candidates in an election year where Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester is seeking a third term in office. A Flathead County judge has ordered county commissioners to reconsider a zoning change they denied last year. Nikki Woulette reports this could be a setback for a proposed water bottling plant outside Kalispell.
In his summary decision last week, District Judge Robert Allison said county commissioners' denial of the zoning change was lacking in facts and foundation, unreasonable, and an abuse of discretion. The change was requested by a majority of neighboring landowners in 2016 in an attempt to prevent the water bottling plant's operation. Allison ordered the commissioners to review and address all public comments and consider the Flathead County growth policy in their reconsideration. Amy Waller lives in the Egan Slough neighborhood in Creston, where the water bottling plant is gearing up for production.
The purpose of the Egan Slough zoning district that presently exists and that we want to join is to preserve the agricultural character of the area and to prevent incompatible uses that would threaten the future of farming in this area.
Members of the Egan Slough community say the area's prime farmland is endangered by Montana Artesian Water Company's plans to bottle potentially hundreds of millions of water bottles a year. The company's owner says he does not plan to use the entirety of his water right. Neighbors say the bottling plant could draw down existing wells, lower property values, and damage soil and water currently used for farming. The zoning change proposal now goes back to Flathead County commissioners. Commissioner Philip Mitchell says the board will address the issues raised by the judge and answer all public comments, but there's no timeline at the moment. In June, voters will get a chance to add 530 acres to the Egan Slough zoning district. Part of that land includes the parcel on which the bottling plant now sits. Ballot Initiative 1701 is backed by Yes for Flathead Farms and Water. Meanwhile, two other groups have filed objections with the state over the bottling company's water right permit. A spokesperson for the company could not be reached before deadline Monday. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
The list of Montana's legislative candidates includes 18 Native Americans, more than in each of the last two election cycles. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports candidates said they were running so the legislature was more representative of the state's population and to seek improved access to health care, high-speed internet, and cell phone services on reservations. The Montana Democratic Party says there were 14 Native candidates in 2014 and 13 in 2016. Three Native candidates have no opposition this year, while one seat will go to one of two Native candidates. The 2017 legislature had 9 Native lawmakers, or 6% of the 150 seats. The state is about 7.4% Native, which would equate to 11 seats. Cascade County officials have identified the 45-year-old man who was found on a Great Falls street with fatal injuries. Lloyd Goudry was found in the street at about 3:45 a.m. Friday. Two people took him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Great Falls police officers have said a long-standing feud may have led to Goudry's death. A 24-year-old Missoula man has been sentenced to 5 years in the custody of the Department of Corrections after pleading guilty to driving drunk and traveling the wrong way on Interstate 90, causing a fatal crash. The Missoulian reports Eduardo Lopez was sentenced Friday to 40 years with the department, with 35 suspended for the death of 54-year-old Shauna Wooten. A federal judge has ruled U.S. government officials must consider reducing coal mining to fight climate change when writing regional plans for the future of the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming. The basin supplies 40% of the nation's coal. In a ruling Friday, U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls rejected U.S. Bureau of Land Management officials' arguments that climate change could be addressed during evaluations of plans for individual mine expansions. The judge told the government and environmental groups to work together on additional planning for the top U.S. coal-producing region. Environmentalists praised the ruling, but Morris denied their request to halt mining. BLM spokesperson Brad Purdy says the federal agency is reviewing the ruling before deciding what to do next. About 25% of bird species in Montana and Wyoming national parks may find a new home as climate change becomes a more pressing issue in the region. That's the finding of a new study released by the National Audubon Society and National Park Service. The survey analyzed 274 sites managed by the National Park Service across the U.S. and overlaid them with climate suitability models for birds known to spend summers and winters within the parks. National Audubon Society biologist Joanna Wu says bird populations in national parks could shift with climate change by the year 2050.
In Yellowstone, we might see 17 species become extirpated, and in Grand Teton, 13. There could be a lot of potential for disruption if you're talking about the worst-case scenario.
The study finds that as birds natural to Montana and Wyoming move away in hopes of finding a more suitable climate, more invasive species could move into the area. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.